USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Residents of Sydney and its home state of New South Wales will now face fines of up to $3,700 for violating coronavirus stay-at-home orders, which were extended Saturday following a record number of daily COVID-19 infections in the area. While Australia has recorded a surge in COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, its numbers still remain much lower than other wealthy countries across the globe. Richard Cortez, an Hidalgo County, Texas judge, discussed his recent meeting with Department of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and said he urged the chief to put a pause on immigration into the U.S.
And that was my recommendation to the secretary, that he just has to put a pause. I called it a moratorium, which I think by legal definition, that's a legal delay of the law. Because the volume is just too high.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The University of Nebraska rejects a resolution to stop critical race theory. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on Fox News reacts to the university's decision, saying opponents of CRT were being shut out from the conversation.
When the resolution was proposed, the chancellor's office at the University of Nebraska put out a statement saying that anybody who was against critical race theory was unwittingly helping the Ku Klux Klan, which basically means if you're opposed to critical race theory, you're either stupid or racist.
House of Representatives staffers can make nearly $200,000 a year due to a new order from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That's more than virtually all House and Senate members make. Most receive $174,000 a year. In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi said this order will help Congress recruit and retain the outstanding and diverse talent that we need, and it also helps ensure parity between employees of the House of Representatives and other employees of the federal government.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The United States should utilize airstrikes to stop the Taliban from gaining more ground in Afghanistan, the Senate's top Republican said Saturday. It's not too late to prevent the Taliban from overrunning Kabul. The administration should move quickly to hammer Taliban advances with airstrikes, provide critical support to the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces defending the capital, and prevent the seemingly imminent fall of the city, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement. If last month felt hotter than usual, it wasn't your imagination. USA's Wendy King explains.
NOAA's National Center for Environmental Information issued a press release saying that July 2021 earned the distinction as the world's hottest month ever recorded. Previously, 2016 July held the record for the hottest month on record when global temperatures were 1.65 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. This benchmark was reached again in 2019 and 2020. Given the global temperatures measured throughout 2021, NOAA said that it's very likely that 2021 will finish as the warmest year on record. On Monday, a new report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change followed the trend of gradually rising temperatures on a global scale that could have long-term effects. The report was called A Code Red for Humanity. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.